Following the murder of politician Baba Siddiq, Mumbai crime branch officials have confirmed to Midday that they have written to Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA, requesting files and details of SRA projects. This move comes amid growing concerns over potential motives tied to the redevelopment initiatives opposed by Siddiq and his son, Zeeshan. Sources reveal that the intensified scrutiny of these projects was sparked by Zeeshan's recent tweet, in which he cryptically stated that his father died while protecting the homes of the poor. "We have been looking into this angle as well, and now we have formally requested the SRA to share the details of the projects in the Bandra East constituency of MLA Zeeshan Siddiq. We have also asked for information on the protests carried out by Zeeshan and his late father, as well as the FIR registered against them," a senior Mumbai police officer said. Zeeshan at the Mumbai Police Commissioner's office on Wednesday. Pic, PTI sources in the crime branch have claimed that they will first examine the files to see what exactly was happening under the SRA projects, who the beneficiaries are, and the total value of the projects. The crime branch initially claimed that a possible motive behind Siddiq's murder is his close association with Salman Khan. "Since the family has made certain claims, we will dig into it to ascertain if this could have been a motive and whether someone may have used the Bishnoi gang to do the job," the officer added. However, the Mumbai police have not officially named the Bishnoi gang, even though they were mentioned during the investigation into the firing at Salman Khan's residence. The accused who have been arrested and wanted in the case are somehow linked with the Bishnoi gang, mainly the wanted suspects Shubham Lonkar and Mohammad Zeeshan Akhtar, who are known members of the gang. Lonkar was also questioned in the Salman Khan firing case but was allowed to leave after his role in the incident did not surface. Zeeshan breaks silence. Meanwhile, Zeeshan, son of senior NCP leader Baba Siddiq, has broken his silence 4 days after his father's murder, allegedly by shooters linked to the Bishnoi gang. In his first public statement on X, formerly Twitter, Zeeshan demanded justice for his family and suggested that his father died while protecting the homes and lives of the poor. He hinted at the SRA projects in Bandra East, which both he and his father had strongly opposed. Earlier this year, the Siddiqs had prevented SRA officials from conducting a survey and initiating demolitions, leading to a case being filed against them for obstructing public servants. Zeeshan Siddiq at his father's funeral. Pic, Satej Shinde. In his statement, Zeeshan said, "My father lost his life protecting and saving the lives and homes of poor innocent people. Today, my family is broken, but his death must not be politicized and definitely must not go in vain. I need justice, my family needs justice." On Thursday, Zeeshan Siddiq met with the Mumbai Police Commissioner, raising several points that he wants the Mumbai Crime Branch to include in their ongoing investigation, which has primarily focused on Lawrence Bishnoi due to Baba Siddiq's close ties with Salman Khan. A day earlier, Zeeshan had met with Mumbai Crime Branch Chief Lakshmi Gautam, discussing case developments for nearly 2 hours. Officials have not disclosed the details of Zeeshan's claims or whether they relate to the SRA disputes and business rivalries. However, his tweet on Thursday suggests he believes the SRA conflict could be a factor. Protesting redevelopment earlier this year, Zeeshan and his father protested a proposed redevelopment project in Bandra East, involving the relocation of around 3,500 families to make way for high-rise buildings, including a 5-star hotel. Zeeshan was booked for obstructing Slum Rehabilitation Authority, SRA, officials from conducting a survey in Bharat Nagar. Zeeshan has also shared multiple videos of his protests against the redevelopment of Sant Gyaneshwar Nagar and Bharat Nagar, and in one video, he is seen leading a hunger strike against the demolition of slums in Bharat Nagar, stating that the protest had halted the demolition. Zeeshan mentioned speaking to the chief minister and SRA officials, asserting that the redevelopment would proceed not through the SRA but through the Maharashtra Housing and Area Development Authority, MAHADA, and